If you're blind or partially sighted, enjoying walking in nature can be a rich and sensory experience. It can also feel daunting for first-timers, so it is good news that there is help at hand, thanks to the Ramblers. The Ramblers have published 10 tips for guiding a blind or partially sighted person while out walking in the countryside. And the Ramblers' new blind president, Amar Latif, has added his own voice to the campaign with a video explaining what it takes to become a fantastic guide. Amar is known as the Blind Adventurer and has documented some of his travels on TV. As well as overseas travel, Amar is a fan of walking in the British countryside where he can hear nature, such as the sound of trickling rivers, and smell the wild flowers. If you want to watch Amar's video, you can find it on the Ramblers website or on YouTube at tnflink.uk/122, all in lowercase. And that address again, tnflink.uk/122. And here are the Ramblers' 10 tips for walking as a visually impaired person. 1. A ramble tag is a useful way to help a sighted person guide a visually impaired walker. This is a loop that you can hold with one end tethered to your sighted guide so that you don't lose contact with them. An alternative is to use a walking pole with you and your guide each holding one end. 2. Most guide dogs are only trained in urban areas. The dogs may not be able to follow a rural route and may find lots of distractions, so it is often better to let them walk in the lead while you are guided by a sighted person. 3. When arranging to meet, do come up with a place that you and your guide both know, or that a taxi driver would be able to find easily. This avoids the need to try and recognise someone when you can't see them properly. Sighted guides should always introduce themselves to you by name. 4. Make your guide feel at ease about normal conversation topics. For example, don't make someone feel that they can't talk about watching TV. 5. Talk to your guide about the best way that you can follow their tracks. For example, putting your hand on the guide's elbow or shoulder can help you feel movement and changes of direction. On a narrow path, the guide may need to bring their arm behind them so that you can continue to follow easily. 6. Make sure your guide is ready to alert you to any tricky terrain such as cobbles, loose stones, uneven ground and muddy paths. 7. Make sure your guide also alerts you to overhanging trees or obstacles that you may need to navigate round or duck under. 8. Make sure your guide lets you know when you reach any steps and whether you are at the top or the bottom. The guide should walk ahead of you and help you to find a handrail if there is one available. 9. Good guides can help by describing your surroundings, for example, landmarks or an interesting skyline. Ramblers president Amar Latif asks that sighted companions build a picture for him, something he describes as reading a book and imagining the scene. 10. Sighted guides should always say goodbye when departing and explain if they need to leave you for a short while, reintroducing themselves when they return. These tips should help you and your companions to have a safe and enjoyable walk, but everyone is different, so the most important thing is to get to know the person you are guiding and ask how they would like to be guided. And if these tips have inspired you to give walking a go, visit the Ramblers website, ramblers.org.uk/go-walking, to find easy access routes in your area that you could try. The same page also allows you to find local Ramblers groups that you could join. If you join the Ramblers, you would also be able to receive their magazine, Walk, in audio format.